Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Day two of the NFL draft. We're going to have coverage here on 93.7 The Fan tonight. We did it last night. Doug Whaley was on with us. We just talked to him a little bit ago. We're going to talk to Trey Essex, former Steelers offensive lineman and offensive line expert, coming up in a couple of minutes on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Our big boss, Spack, just popped up. He's a huge Buffalo Bills guy. And he is steaming mad.
Beside himself.
Because the Buffalo Bills, they let the Chiefs take Xavier Worthy. He is steaming mad. Mm-hmm. I said this earlier, man. There's no place in the world I'd rather be ever than doing this talk show here in Pittsburgh. Like, we got great listeners. It's one of the best, if not the best, sports towns in America. I would love to be doing Buffalo Bills radio today, though. I mean, it would just be hot fire. Because Spack is a smart guy, and he ain't crazy. And he's mad.
He's mad.
So just imagine all the hoi polloi in Buffalo.
If they don't do anything with those picks, Crowley, throughout this weekend, we might have to, in like a fun segment, get Sal to come on Monday.
Sal Capaccio from Buffalo.
From Buffalo.
Yeah. He works for the flagship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we might have to be like, what's going on? We got to figure this out.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. I like that idea, by the way. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, let's pull back the curtain a little bit here. Callis, are we having difficulties getting Trey Essex?
No, I said he's on. I just told you that in your ear.
Oh, but I don't see him on our little computer in here.
Okay, well, I wait until you introduce him before I cut to him. Watch.
Oh.
See, Trey Essex joins us now. There you go.
Hey,
there he is.
Trey Essex. Good morning, Trey. Thank you for joining us, buddy.
Good morning. Look at you guys getting all fancy and stuff with the video call-ins and whatnot. Okay. I see you doing big things.
See, I could have seen it where you'd be like, nah, it's too early for my face to be on the screen here. But you're looking fresh as a daisy compared to us, Trey.
I'm always beautiful, man. Got to get up. Got to get going, man.
So the Steelers take...
I'm always ready for the camera.
They take Troy Faitanu 20th overall. Your assessment of the pick, and what do you think of the guy? And do you think he should play left tackle or right tackle?
First of all, fantastic pick, man. We actually had our pick of the litter at number 20, amazingly. I think with the run on the quarterbacks and the receivers early, we were able to really choose who we really wanted. And I honestly didn't think Troy was going to be there at number 20, but he was. And I'm ecstatic. I mean, he is everything that I want as far as tackle or guard. I think he can play any one of the four positions up front and outside of center. He brings a nasty disposition to the O-line, and that's what we need. We need an attitude changer to go along with Broderick. Somebody just instill that type of Steeler mentality up front and to just give us the type of force we need in the run game. Coming with this new offense with Arthur Smith, knowing with what L does last year, and that's having consistent drives. And running the ball is going to help us do that, help keep up offense on the field and our defense fresh, which is our defense was ran to a damn nub last year. And this is definitely going to help that out tremendously.
Should he play right tackle and Broderick left tackle, Broderick right tackle? He play left tackle? Does it matter? What would you do? How would you assign their duties whenever you have Broderick Jones in Fatanu?
Look, if I'm just looking at him right now, how I would look at him if I had to play a game tomorrow, I would be like Broderick at left tackle and put Troy at right tackle. That would just be. But, dude, like these guys are so position flexible these days. Broderick obviously able to come in at right tackle. Hadn't done it at all at Georgia. Well, did it some, but not his specialty was left tackle, but came in at right tackle. And you saw the shift in the offensive line. He was able to adjust and impose his will at the right side, even though he was mostly a left tackle. So these kids can, once they get into camp, and I think when Coach Myers gets after them, gets to see how they move and how Arthur wants to really focus his offense on, are we going to be a more predominantly right side running team? And is that choice specialty versus what the quarterbacks want to do in the RPO type game? Like all that stuff is going to come out in training camp and OTAs, and it'll all reveal itself. But right now I wouldn't pigeonhole either one to either one of those spots.
Trey Essex, former Steelers offensive lineman, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. One of the knocks on him from some experts out there, Trey, is that he's a little short, 6'3". That's why he's got some buzz to play inside in the NFL, which he called himself lazy analysis. What's more important for an offensive lineman, for a tackle more specifically? Is it the arm length or is it the height?
Arm length. I mean, we had a tackle who's made a hell of a career being on the short side, and Kelvin Beachum, who had a fantastic career with Pittsburgh and then later on in Arizona, Jacksonville, the Jets. He's etched out a 12-plus year career, and it's all because he has these tremendously long gorilla arms, and they helped him out tremendously, and that's what you need. I think actually being on the shorter side gives you some leverage with some of these shorter DNs who get up underneath you really fast, the bendy types. So you actually have an advantage there. This whole 6'8 long arm prototype, that's such an old adage that doesn't apply to today's game anymore. These left tackles, right tackles are athletic. And if you have the long arms to keep guys at bay, then you are able to play those positions at a high level.
Is it an absolute must for them to get a center today in the second or even in the third round?
I think so. I think in the second or third round, we have to get somebody who is a bona fide center, who's played a lot of snaps, either a Zach Frazier, JPJ, or SVP. I say that because I always forget his whole name. I just know it's SVP.
That's Scott Van Pelt, yeah.
There we go. Not Scott Van Pelt, but the Pran. Cedric Van Pran. So I think either three of those guys who have a lot of experience playing center at a high level would be a must for us in these next two picks. I know guys are talking about Nick Herberg has been penciled in right now as a starter. I think they may take a look at James Daniels, who has some experience playing center. I thought that might have been the best move. If in a perfect world, work with me guys here, mm-hmm. If we move James Daniels to center and put Troy at right guard, I think we could be an extremely people mover type of offensive line. Have him next to Broderick on the right side. But, like, I don't know. A lot of people don't have that much faith in Dan Moore Jr., you know? And so, we'll see. But, yeah, I think a center would be the wise move to go, and then we can go from there.
Do you think Dan Moore Jr. could play guard in the NFL?
I don't think so. Not effectively. But that might be what he's relegated to if they move Troy to one of the tackle positions and keep Broderick at one of the other ones. And he's going to end up being that sixth man off the bench. I think with all the experience he has, he still holds a lot of value on the offensive line because he started every single game since 2021. So he has like 30-plus starts, I'm guessing. So the kid, you can't substitute that experience. And even though they weren't necessarily high-level starts, he had some really good moments. So I think he's definitely the swing tackle. And then Nick Herbert's probably the swing guard if we draft the center here in the next two rounds. But I don't see him moving inside.
If the Steelers are in position to make this move and to trade for Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, which player would you trade for?
Actually, that's a tough one. Shoot. I think I would go Deebo just because he's a Swiss Army knife. He offers so much, and he's just the way he plays fits more in with our mentality than a lot of receivers in the league. He has that Hines Ward type of mentality where he's going to get some of the tough yards. He's a ferocious blocker. He gets after it. I think he fits more in line with what what we think our mentality is as the black and gold in Pittsburgh. I love IU too. I think he's a good player. He's not worth a first round pick. I'm glad we did not trade a first round pick for him. Ecstatic about that. But if I had to choose, I think I would choose Deebo.
Last thing here for you, Trey. If, let's say at 51, you got Zach Frazier from West Virginia and you got Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon sitting there, which of those two would you prefer?
I know who you want me to say.
What do you mean?
I know who you want me to say. And actually, you know what? I like Zach Frazier a lot. And I think he's more in tune with the ways of Western PA than anybody else that's left in the draft. And I just love his film, man. He gets after it. He's a dog. JPJ is too. Don't get me wrong. I guess I heard some less than stellar reports about his mentality. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why he's dropped and it wasn't a first round pick, even though centers in general don't go in the first round. But if I had to choose, I think Zach would fit in very well with what we want to do in Pittsburgh in that ground game.
Trey, I hate to lie to you. I am going to ask you one more question. Graham Barton, and thank you. Graham Barton, the center out of Duke, who hadn't played center since his freshman year. I mean, did you like the pick of Fatanu more than Graham Barton? Because there were some within the Steelers organization, at least the report was, that they thought of this guy as a generational kind of player.
I like Graham Barton a lot. I would have been really happy with him, you know. But it's 1A, 1B. Like, I'm not upset we didn't get him. I'm very happy with the pick. But I would have been ecstatic with what Barton too. Tampa Bay got a great player. And him is going to be interesting because I don't know exactly he's going to play center right away. I know that's what everybody has him penciled in, but because he's so versatile and he's probably the best athlete as far as all the linemen that came out this year, I just like what Troy brings from a mentality dog perspective. I think he had the most dog out of all the players that were first-round talents, and I think we picked the right one.
Yeah, Doran, you sent me the tweet of Troy Fatanu blocking without his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Just running out there pancaking dudes, helmet, just running around.
You know who he reminds me of is one of my draft mates, Chris Kimuatu.
Mm-hmm.
2005 out of Utah, 6th-round draft pick. He had his own nickname. He was, back when you can make a wedge, like opposing teams called him Wedge because he just was a wedge all by him damn self.
He was mean,
so
dude.
That's the kind of dog he was.
He would peel guys off the pile late, man. He did not care.
Yes.
He did not. That's my brother right there. And he has a lot of those same traits, so I'm excited.
Trey, thank you so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.
Thanks, Trey.
That's Trey Essex, former Steelers offensive lineman. So he did like Graham Barton, but really happy with the pick. The Chris Kimoyatu comparison there. I mean, we're talking about, I don't want to do this to Chris, but we're talking about that mentality, but with a player with significantly more pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about a third-team All-American who was the left tackle on the best offensive line in the country last year in Washington.
Yeah.
So you got that, and you're a jerk, like, on the field?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
you need
let's
it.
Go!
You need it. That's exactly what they need. They absolutely need that. They need some dog in that offensive line, and, you know, I absolutely love the pick. Absolutely love it.
I love to hear that comparison. And I love you just, we're sitting right across from each other. Instead of just showing me on your phone, you just keep DMing me videos of Troy Fa'atanu blowing people up. That's killing guys.
Mm-hmm. He's nasty.
Diving at legs.
Athletic too.
They're supposed to blow the whistle when the helmet comes off, by the way.
Oh my God.
They are.
Maybe they did. Maybe he didn't care.
Maybe they did. He was playing through the echo of the whistle.
Yes.
Craig Wolfley always said, we would like to play through the whistle from, I forget what he said.
Oh.
He said something. He also says, Craig Wolfley has an axiom where he says he's tougher than woodpecker lips. I've heard this guy described the same way, Troy Fa'atanu.
Hmm.
It's your chance to react at 412-928-9370. What do you think of the Steelers' pick of Troy Fautanu at 20th overall? There were some good players still available. How do you grade it? Doran and I go, A, what say you? Now's your chance to weigh in at 412-928-9370.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thoughts on the Steelers drafting Troy Fautanu, 20th overall, left tackle out of Washington, 412-928-9370. Doran and I have given the pick an A, given who was available. We were just talking to our good friend and former producer, Austin Bechtold, and he said he wanted Mims, and so did I, so did Molsey. Like, we were all on tackle. I like Fautanu more than I like Mims. I just didn't think it was realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Mims might wind up actually being the better long-term player. He's got the 6'8 size. He has long arms. He's a freak. He's out of central casting. But it's also, you got to weigh the future of the player, and I think Fautanu's got a great future. But you also have to weigh the here and the now. They want to win now. You weren't going to start Amarius Mims on day one at either of your tackle positions. If you drafted Amarius Mims, your starting tackles are Broderick Jones and Dan Moore Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to win now, you want to win today, you take Fautanu. Not that Mims was there anyhow. A lot of people have brought this up, Doran. I need your football man opinion on this, okay? So, Fautanu played 29 games, started 29 games at left tackle. Michael Penix Jr., a left-handed quarterback. And a lot of people are saying, well, he didn't really protect his blind side. Do you play any different, though? Like, based on, like, you as a left tackle, if you've got a right-handed quarterback, is it different for you than if there's a left-handed quarterback? Or are you just trying to win your matchup?
You're just trying to win your matchup.
Yeah.
You're trying to win your matchup. It's heightened more in the NFL because you have usually the best rusher on that side to get after the quarterback because they can't see you, obviously. So in the NFL, it is a little bit, but in college, it's win your matchup. And in the pros, it's win your matchup, but you'll see a difference of talent from right to left in the NFL. And in college, it's usually, just win mm-hmm. what you got to win. I don't think you think that much into it.
Yeah, I think that's a little too galaxy brain.
Do you think that Fautanu was thinking like, oh, I'm on the front side now because Penix is left-handed and maybe I shouldn't go take this guy's legs out with my helmet off and eat his soul.
Right.
That's what he was thinking. It didn't matter if the quarterback had arms or not. He was like, I'm going to eat your soul, and that's how he's going to think about whenever he's playing for the Steelers.
You know, if Michigan's quarterback didn't have arms, I think they still win the national championship.
For sure.
If J.J. McCarthy was the first armless quarterback in collegiate football history, I still think they wind up hoisting that national championship trophy, though he wouldn't have been able to hoist it.
Honestly, a quick joke here, like if Michigan last year would have ran Wildcat 80% of the time, do you still think they win the national championship?
No. No,
still I need to throw. Like, I think we're overdoing it.
I think they lose to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then get left out. Yeah. But it's not too terribly far off. I mean, it really is. J.J. McCarthy didn't do anything against the big teams. He completed 10 passes in the national championship. What are we doing? All right. Do you like Troy Fatanu at 20th overall? Ed in Ohio wants to weigh in. Hi, Ed.
What's going on? Hell yeah, I like him. You know, I can't even remember the last time I've been so excited to be a Steeler fan. I mean, this is incredible.
Just because of the offseason at large, too, Ed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this, we'll just call this, I don't know if you guys are a lot younger than me. I know you are. The Wrath of Khan. I think he's almost single-handedly bringing Tomlin from the dead. Like The Undertaker.
Thank you, Ed. Seems like we got Ed on a little bit of a delay there. But yes, I know exactly what you're getting at. Other people are texting some sort of Samoan wrestling references that have gone far over my head. Do you know what the people are talking about with that? Something about Blood Brothers or something? I don't know.
The WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's with the
Rock and Roman Reigns and the Usos.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So just think about it. It has to do with the Rock. For you, because you wouldn't know anybody else.
I don't know anybody else. But, right. but so you've got Isaac Seumalo, who is a Samoan guy, and then now you bring in Fa'atana, who's a Samoan guy. All right, it's all making sense, but I wish I didn't ask.
And then Troy Polamalu would be the Rock of them.
Fatanu's favorite player growing up.
Yeah, like he would be the leader.
I'm sorry I asked. Let's go to Orlando in Western PA. Hi, Orlando.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, I love the show. Thorne, you are my favorite. You are hilarious, man.
Appreciate that.
Hey, yo, I am so ecstatic. Like, I've been a Steeler fan my whole life, and this is by far, like, one of the better drafts. I mean, the Khan man's definitely doing his thing, and, man, I just can't wait till the season start. And I had a quick question, but I think he already answered it. I was wondering, was that corner from Clemson that ran that 4.3, was he still available? Because I didn't get a chance.
Ravens got him.
Yeah.
Those jerk-off Ravens got him, Orlando.
Of course they would, because they need somebody to try to watch Pickens. That's messed up. Because I just have that book in shutdown corner. Oh, man, that defense would have been
Thank you, Orlando. Appreciate the call, man, and the kind words for our guy Doran over here. You think he's so funny that you laugh whenever you say he's funny. The last two callers were so excited about not only the draft pick, but the state of the Steelers. Are you in the same place? Let's talk about that coming up next, because this has been, not just in a roster turnover sense, but in a philosophical sense, quite the offseason and quite the change for the Steelers. Are you viewing it like our last couple of callers where you're going, man, finally this arrow's pointed up again. Man, finally we can envision this team winning a playoff game. Let's get to that. We'll take more calls next. 412-928-9370.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Last couple of callers in the previous segment were just brimming with happiness about the state of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a franchise that hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years, Doran. And I totally get it. I do. I don't know that they're going to be a special outfit this year or anything like that. It's far too early for any legitimate predictions. We'll wait until they go 4-0 in the preseason and the quarterback has a perfect passer rating. Then we'll give the over-the-top predictions. He jokes, he kids. But, you know, Omar Khan has kind of breathed life into this thing. If they ran it back this year, we know Canada wouldn't have been here, but if they ran it back this year with the quarterbacks they had before, even with a new offensive coordinator, even if you draft
Troy Fatanu. I don't know that people are going, oh, yeah. But you get Patrick Queen. You get the good safety from Miami. You get the quarterback room different. Now there's rumors out there that you're going to potentially be trading for Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. Rumors that in the past I think we would have just dismissed out of hand. You can't rule anything out, man, with Omar Khan. And that makes it exciting as a talk show host. That makes it really exciting as a fan. And it makes you think, boy, they could really continue to transform this roster further. It's not just the Ayuk stuff. It's not just the Deebo Samuel stuff. May they trade up in this round. You got a couple of extra third-round picks. I get it. I understand where Steelers fans are coming from. I am one. It was stale before. And Kevin should be in the Hall of Fame, Colbert. I think he's a damn good general manager. But they needed a change. And Omar Khan seemingly has breathed life into this franchise when really we haven't had a lot of reason to be excited lately.
Well, I'm excited, and I think people should be excited about the, you know, the signings and just what you said. And, you know, with Justin Fields, with Russell Wilson, Patrick Queen, you know, all the signings, and just kind of the changing of the guard on the field and the roster-wise. But I think people should be really excited, and why I'm excited about the transition moving forward is because Art Rooney, not that he put his foot down, but he used that word urgency. And sometimes that's just speak, and sometimes there's action. And the action that I've taken from this offseason is that he is more willing now to delegate duties. And whether you believe it or not, Andy Weidel, he's has his own direction. Omar Khan has his direction. They have to work together. Mike Tomlin has his direction. But the real point here is that they hired an offensive coordinator that was a former head coach. And to me, they didn't just hire an offensive coordinator because the last one was bad. They hired another head coach. That's how I look at Arthur Smith. They're like, we need another head coach mentality on our team. Now, that is being urgent. That is being different. That is saying we need to win now because, and Mike Tomlin has done a fantastic job. This isn't a crap on Mike Tomlin segment, but they realize that we need another set of eyes like Mike Tomlin in order to get to where we want to go. That's why I'm excited, is because they made a move like that. They didn't just hire the next up-and-coming Shanahan tree guy. They didn't. We wanted him, and that'd been cool. And, you know, be innovative and have an explosive offense, that would have been awesome. I wouldn't have hated them hiring a Zach Robinson or somebody like that. But with the direction they went with Arthur Smith, even though that he didn't do well in Atlanta, they're telling us that we need another head coach on this team.
Guy that commands respect.
Yes, and especially on offense.
Yeah.
We need a guy that can just, if we split it down the middle, he could be the head coach. Like, Mike Tomlin does not have to worry about anything on the offense. Mike Tomlin can worry about the defense and being the actual head coach, but Arthur Smith can have the eyes too. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm excited, is because they went that direction.
And Arthur Smith got hired to be a head coach because he was an elite offensive coordinator. You know, people
his experience.
Yeah, people forget that. Like, oh, he didn't do a great job in Atlanta. Okay, quarterback situation was bad, and he was part of bringing in the guys that they brought in, but when he was a coordinator, he was very, very good at his job. I'm not going to sit here and say they're winning the division or going to the AFC Championship or anything like that. But for all the things you said and all the things I said and the callers the last segment, I do get that this feels different for Steelers fans. They're acting in a way that they haven't acted before. You talk about urgency. You fired an offensive coordinator midseason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. Chris in Connellsville next up. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. And it's not only a Friday, but it's a draft Friday. Does it get any better?
It does not. Are you drinking a few drafts tonight watching the draft, Chris?
Well, no. I'm a volunteer firefighter, so I'm on call 24/7. So.
Do you know about our five-alarm marathon coming up?
I did. I heard about that, but I'm not a marathon runner. So.
No, we're just broadcasting for 26.2 hours. You don't got to do anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, except for save people from burning buildings and things like that. But thank you for your service, Chris. What do you got? What do you got on the Steelers here, buddy?
Well, hey, I am really excited about the pick. I love the demeanor. I love the attitude that he brings to the line. And I think what Trey was saying, you know, you kind of overhype some of that, you know, that 6'8" prototypical guys that somebody can get under. But a couple of different points. I'm really kind of excited to see what T.J. Watt's going to do with Amarius Mims in Cincinnati. And I'm also wanted to your opinion on the center position, because a lot of the different draft sites that I have looked at grading-wise, and I know there's a lot of different things that kind of go into that, and that's why I wanted your opinion. Whenever you look from Cedric Van Pran dropping down to, say, like Bo Limmer, Tanner Bartolini, Hunter Norzad from Penn State, who's been gaining a lot of ground, those guys, from what I've seen, should, now obviously we don't know the way the draft board is going to fall, but may be available there, I would think, definitely at 98, some of those guys, and maybe even 119, that you could use some of those earlier draft picks in the second round to address some other needs. What say you guys? Thanks, and have a great weekend.
You too, Chris. I mean, I want Zach Frazier. I want him because I'm a West Virginia guy. I want him because he's a dude. I mean, he's an absolute dude, and I get what he's saying. And of that group, I like Van Pran the most, or him, but Zach Frazier could come in and start right away. Right away. And it's I know it's not necessarily ideal to have two rookies starting on your offensive line. That's 40% of your offensive line. You're upgrading with talent. Talent wins the day, man. And if you have to move up and get one of those guys, Jackson Powers, Johnson, or Zach Frazier, I'd consider doing it. I think there's a good chance one of the two of them is there at 51, and that's what I'm doing at 51.
I think it's pretty cut and dry. The transition to the NFL as a receiver or a corner is easier than the transition to the NFL for center. So you got to get the highest rated center. Like, you can get quality receivers and corners, I believe, in the middle rounds than you would a center.
I'm with you 100%.
Like a center, like I don't, like mentally and physically, like it is very, very difficult. So you want to get a guy with high pedigree in those positions. Not saying that receiver or corner isn't difficult, but I think that the transition's easier for those positions that you can get in middle rounds than finding another center in the fourth round.
Right.
Like you want to get a center in the second round where you know is for sure, can hit the ground running, can learn, quick and be the guy. With receiver and corner, if you can cover and run and get in and out of breaks,
You
can do the job.
Yeah. When you think about the best center potentially in the NFL, arguably, Creed Humphrey, second round pick. I mean, we had that list come out from Adam Schefter and ESPN with the first round hit grades, right? Only 11 centers were drafted in the first round between the years 2000 and 2019. It's not a position that you need to address in the first round. The Steelers did it, obviously, with Marquise Pouncey. You can get an elite-level center in the second round. And I think if they get Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, they've got that. And now you're cooking with gas.
Right.
Whether it's Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, or the next guy, you've set them up in a foundation where you can sit back there maybe a little bit and pat that football, which, my God, we haven't been able to do that here in a very long time.
And I'd like to preface this. I'm talking about this day, about the center, receiver, and corner. Now, if you're talking yesterday, it's a little bit different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
today,
you wanted a wide receiver yesterday.
Yes, and like that's different than a wide receiver in transition. Like, you're getting a guy that's gonna score 10 touchdowns. But, you know, in that transition is – it's different than center in the first round than the second or third round. It's kind of what I'm trying to say.
I get 100% what you're saying, and we'll look at some of the best available players when we come back. As we wrap things up, who do we think the Steelers are going to take today? We'll give our prediction on that as well when we come back. Plus, social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Oh, yeah! Woo!
We did it.
Whew. This is my Everest. You got a little bit more endurance than me, buddy. I'm gassed.
I mean, maybe just like one more extra breath. Like, you ever played the Sonic game? Remember, he would be underwater and he had to get one of those air bubbles, like hiccup. Like, that's me. And then I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna die soon.
I don't think we could do one more segment. I think this is it, and it is it. And we also understand we're not digging ditches for a living. Actually, real quick. First of all, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It is not lost on me how awesome this is. Like, how awesome this job is. And doing the draft show last night, getting to react with you, Pittsburgh, today, on the day following the first round, leading into round two, it's sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick.
Mm-hmm.
We're Steelers guys, man. And we get to sit here, and we get to opine, and we get to talk to you all morning. So, things are good for us right now.
And we really appreciate you.
And yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for, including you, the listener. Especially, in fact, you, the listener. And you, Nicholas Harry Callis. You, Doug, you.
You really love me?
We do love you.
Oh, he turns the microphone off.
Man.
All right, so there's some good players still available today, as there is. Someone made fun of me on the text line. You said there's good players available. Yeah, no crap. It's the round two hasn't started yet. Universally, it looks like the guy that's viewed as the best player available right now is Iowa corner Cooper DeJean, or DeJean. I've heard it both ways. You got Alabama cornerback Kool-Aid McKistry. I'll make a prediction here. I think the Steelers are going to take a center today. I think one of the two prominent centers, Zach Frazier or Jackson Powers Johnson, will be there at 51. If it's not those guys, one of those guys, I'll give you three here. Georgia cornerback Kamari Lassiter could be the pick at 51. Huh. Those would be my three. You got any predictions? You probably already know who's going 51. You probably already got it texted to you.
No, I haven't. I think that they swing a trade for Deebo Samuel.
Man.
But they still have the 51st pick and they get a center.
So you think it'll be a future pick that they'd have to give back?
They have to have something brewing. I mean, the money that they, with Highsmith, let's not forget that. $7 million, that creates $18 million. You still have money for your draft picks and you want to have a little cushion going into the season. You're still have a nice chunk that you can use here for a player. So I think that they swing one today and they're probably on the phones right now working that.
Let's go. Doran, it's been fun, buddy.
I hope to.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if they get
one of the
centers and they get Deebo Samuel?
I wouldn't put it past.
It does
Weidel
seem.
Or Con.
No, absolutely not. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Years past, you'd have been able to rule something like this out. Now you can't. And there was a report out of the San Francisco Chronicle from Mike Silver that Deebo Samuel is more likely to move now than Brandon Ayuk. Well, we'll see what happens this weekend. We'll be with you to talk about it Monday at 5:40. We love you all. I don't know why I went all Bubba there from 100.7 Star. Up next, Zeiss in for Starkey. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 70.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.